This week on Making Contact.
They are financing the exports, and they are financing the national production via subhuman social conditions.
When there's less consensus, you have more repression. If you can't convince with a good argument, it must be by force.
It's been more than 5 years now since the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, took effect. Throughout the same time period, the Mexican government has stepped up military operations against indigenous guerrilla groups, and an atmosphere of intimidation has stifled independent union organizing. NAFTA supporters, who are looking to expand the treaty's provisions into the rest of Latin America, say the trade deal has been a success. But what's the real story? On this program, you'll hear from labor leaders and community activists in Mexico and what they have to say about so-called free trade. I'm Philip Babich, your host this week on Making Contact, an international radio program seeking to create connections between people, vital ideas, and important information. The richest 15 families in Mexico have increased their wealth during the past 2 years by more than $10 billion. According to La Jornada, Mexico City's daily progressive newspaper, the family's total wealth grew from $16.4 billion to $27 billion. At the same time, almost 80% of Mexico's population is poor, and more than half are in extreme poverty. Berta Lujan, a member of the National Coordination Committee of the Authentic Workers Front, says that neoliberal economic policies, policies that allow for unimpeded foreign investment, such as NAFTA, have given rise to a new superclass of elites.
The so-called neoliberal economic model has brought a historically new situation to the country. Never in the history of Mexico has there been such a concentration of wealth and such widespread poverty. This model has created such a concentration that, for example, 300 large corporations control 80% of all Mexican exports, and a group of about 500 families have in their hands the principal economic sectors, strategic businesses, and dominate the country economically. Along with the unmeasured enrichment of some people and families in this country, we have grown in extreme poverty. The middle class has been shrinking, and those that were previously considered middle class have joined the ranks of the poor. Unemployment has been increasing over the years, ever since the Mexican government signed the free trade agreement with the U.S. and Canada. Mexico needs 1.2 million new jobs each year to cover the growth of the economically active population. They are only creating about